This article was previously published on Cambridge Today. The City of Cambridge is hoping to secure $15 million through sponsorships, individual donors and naming rights to offset the $160 million cost of three new state-of-the-art facilities. The Cambridge Recreation Complex and Preston Auditorium and the newly opened soccer complex on Fountain Street South. This morning, the city launched the Play It Forward campaign, which provides opportunities for the public and businesses to leave their mark in each of the three facilities so current and future generations will know they supported the city's recreational goals. We know residents have been eagerly awaiting these facilities for quite some time, and this campaign hopes to connect our past, present, and future by creating a network of contributors with a strong sense of community and appreciation for what recreation means in the city, said Mayor Jan Liggett in a press release. Together, with the help of corporate sponsors and the public, we can build a legacy of active living and promote community spirit for future generations to come. The city says the campaign offers a unique opportunity to make a lasting impact on the community while achieving strategic business objectives. The city says sponsors gain significant brand visibility and positive public perception, but also demonstrate a commitment to fostering community development and active lifestyles. At the soccer complex, any contribution of $250 or more will be listed or recognized on a donor wall. Donations can be made on behalf of an individual, business, in memory or to honor someone, and a tax receipt is offered for donations over $25. Donation opportunities for the Recreation Complex and Preston Auditorium are expected to open in spring of 2025. The soccer complex was completed in spring 2024. The Preston Auditorium is projected to be complete in September 2025, and the Recreation Complex, which broke ground in fall 2024, is anticipated to be completed in 2026. In 2022, the city hired Burlington-based Intercom Inc. to seek corporate donors for naming rights in the three facilities, which at the time was expected to generate about $10 million. Last year, the city announced Toyota paid $250,000 for naming rights at the soccer complex Fieldhouse, and in November it announced Toronto private equity firm Greybrook was awarded naming rights for the main lobby at the Preston AUD. More information about the Play It Forward Cambridge campaign is available on the city's website.